the title here is supposed to be quantum computation. Quantum computation is using quantum mechanics to solve difficult problems. And it turns out that there are, sometimes it's possible to map one intractable problem onto another. So if you have one difficult problem and you know how to solve it and you can map it onto another difficult problem, then you can find the answer to it. So for instance, a difficult problem is the scheduling of airplanes for an airline, because they need to take their airplanes and fly from one city to another, and they want to know which routing makes the most profit for them. So that's like finding the lowest energy. And but there are so many possibilities because they have maybe 100 planes and they have different capacities and there's different demand for different routes and the demand depends on the time slots they get, so it's a very complicated problem. And a problem like that is intractable. And sometimes you can find a mapping onto a quantum mechanics problem, and then you just measure the quantum mechanics problem. And quantum mechanics does the calculation for you. So you just take some electrons and put them into a many-electron wave function and measure the answer, and the energy tells you the lowest price, the lowest cost for this routing. And this is how quantum computation works. I won't tell you anything more about quantum computation, but since we were talking about intractable problems, sometimes there's an advantage to it, right? So you can solve